continue with the beans. No, we finished with the beans. If you cut the tops of turnips, you'd say you were cooking a mess of...
turnip tops.
Or you might call them, not tops, but turnip...
leaves.
Or if it was... any other name, instead of saying leaves or tops, you just say turnip or mustard.
That's all I heard.
Would you say greens? I say greens.
Turnip greens, leaves over a turnip root.
Do you make greens out of anything else other than turnips?
Yeah, mustard.
Anything else? Do you have collards here?
Yeah, collards.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, what is the thing that grows in heads that you eat?
Cabbage.
Where you eat it in salads with tomatoes?
Oh, that's celery.
No, it's in heads. You put it in sandwiches, too.
Celery.
No, let's see. in a tossed salad, what would the basic green stuff be, the crisp?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's celery.
Well, lettuce is what I'm trying to...
No, that's lettuce. Celery is the other stuff I'm thinking about.
Okay, we just had our terms crossed there. And lettuce grows in...
heads.
Okay, mm-hmm. Would you ever hear heads used to talk about children? Would you ever say, I have five heads of children?
Some people say that, yeah.
How do they say it?
I have five heads of youngers, they call them children.
Mm-hmm. I never heard anybody say that. If you had really a lot of kids, like 14, you'd say he has a what of children?
Bunch.
Would you ever say passel?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
A passelature.
Okay. What is the outside of an ear of corn?
That's the shuck.
Mm-hmm. And what is the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Roast ear.
Yeah. And what is the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
That's a tulsa.
Yes. And the stringy stuff that you have to pull off and you can't get it off? I can't get it off.
Stringy.
The stringy stuff out on the ear of corn.
That's some little tonsils that I've eaten. Things like, I can't hardly get them out either.
Would you say silk?
Silks.
Mm-hmm, that's what I say. What is that large round thing, orange thing that grows on the ground and you make jack-o'-lanterns out of it?
Pumpkin.
Yes, and how about a little yellow crookneck vegetable?
That's I know, but I can't think right now. That pumpkin's round, but that is a...
Well, this is just a little thing.
Oh, squash.
Yeah. Are there different kinds of squash?
I think there is, but we never did plant different kinds.
Okay. How about types of melons?
There's different kinds of melons.
Can you name some?
Well, one of them's white or green, but, I don't know what the name of it is. One of some of them's striped, though, and some of them's different. You know, just plain.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the kinds that have the red meat inside and lots of seeds, the great
watermelon.
Yeah, are there different varieties of watermelon?
There is, but I don't know what the different things are.
All right, and how about other little kinds of melons that you might cut and eat for breakfast?
Cantaloupes.
Pardon?
Cantaloupes.
Yeah, is there another that's like a cantaloupe, tastes like a cantaloupe, but doesn't look like it? It's green.
How does I know of?
Okay. Have you heard of mushmelon or muskmelon?
Yeah, well, that's what they call cantaloupes.
What do you call that?
Some people call them mushmelon.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing?
Well, we call them cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. What about a little umbrella-shaped thing that might spring up in the woods after a rain?
That's a mushroom.
Yeah. Is there a name for the kind that you can't eat?
If it comes in the woods, you can't eat them.
Would you still call it?
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the word toadstool or frog stool?
Yes, some people call them toadstools.
Okay. And you can't eat it because it would be what?
Poison or egg. I don't know. People never did eat them out of the woods.
Mm. It would be dangerous to do that, I'm sure. What are the things that people smoke?
Cigarettes.
And then the big brown thing is a...
cigar.
Yeah. And if somebody offered to do a person a favor and he didn't want to accept it because he was afraid he might have to do something in return, he'd say, I don't want to be